Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francis on.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this 28th day of March, opening day, as we will take you right up until net basketball pregame this evening. So one game in the books for both teams. Of course, the Mets win on opening day because they usually do. I mean, that's the most well-known stat of all time, that over the last 50 years, the Mets have the best record, not only in baseball, they have the best record of any team in any sport winning their first game of a season in the last 50 years. There's nobody that comes close to the Mets record. So I think they've lost 12 times. I think they're 38-12 over those 50 games. It might be 11, but it might be 11-12, something like that. So they've done really well, as we know, and they won again today. Everything went right. The Yankees play the Orioles. After watching the Yankees and the Orioles, first of all, the Yankee-Oriole line today was the highest I've ever seen for a regular season game. The Yankees were 4-1 favorites in a regular season game. I've never seen that before, ever. Ever. It shows you how bad the Orioles are. That Oriole roster might be the single worst roster I've ever seen for a major league team. The Yankee-Oriole games are, they should pay you and me to watch them. That's how bad they are. They aren't even a double-A team, that team. That team is so bad. It is. I honestly don't know how the Yankees will have to go out of their way. I mean, really go out of their way to lose that team. That's how bad they are. I mean, they are just horrific. I mean, they won 47 games this year. They look worse. I mean, that team is just, I mean, they can't do anything. They can't catch it. They have no power. They have no pitching. I mean, they have nothing. And it's an embarrassment watching them play the Yankees. It really is. And the Yankees today, the biggest theme was whether Bird would catch up in the game after Voit hits a three-run homer in the first inning. So he gets off fast. And then Bird's pressing like crazy, striking out. And he stays in against the lefty. And they're all second-guessing why he's in the game against the lefty. And you know what? At least you found out why he was in the game against the lefty. He had a home run. So at least, listen, Bird's not going to win that fight. But at least that kept him feeling good. I mean, Voit was on base every time up. He had four RBIs. He's batting cleanup. I mean, he's going to hit. He hits every time. Every time we turn around, he hits. But at least Bird's kept himself alive today. If he'd struck out four times, it would have been a rough day to start with Voit doing what he did. It would have been a rough day to start. Tanaka wasn't happy with that first run because Andujar and Bird, they both misplayed the ball. And then a CNI single game that first run. You could see Tanaka shaking his head on the mound. But he went on to a nice, comfortable, easy 7-2 win. Like I said, I don't see how the Yankees could, I don't see how the Orioles could get closer than the than 7-2 to the Yankees. I really don't know how they would. They are just so pitiful. It is unbelievable. Hard to watch. Yeah, for the Mets, Scherzer, DeGrom, you knew you were going to get a lot of strikeouts. You knew you were going to get good pitching. Cano does the perfect thing by hitting a home run his first time up. And then really has a vintage game. Cano hits the home run. The home run stands up. Cano makes a brilliant play at second base and turns it into a double play when the young runner at third base screws up, doesn't break for the plate, and then breaks and winds up getting caught off. So a terrific play by Cano, instinctive play to double him up there to save a run, and then knocks in the insurance run off a lefty serving a base hit in the left field. So vintage. Robinson, Cano, that's going to be the storylines tomorrow. Everywhere, Cano shows you why he's Cano. And yeah, listen, as Met fans, who didn't know are going to find out very, very quickly, and I'm sure most of them did. This is a wonderful baseball player who understands every part of the game, plays every part of the game, and does everything well, and should have a very, very good season for the Mets. So one down, Alonso batted second, not third. You know, yesterday I probably, you know, I didn't give him a chance to say second. I didn't think he'd bat Alonso second. When he said even better, when I said, are you going to bat Alonso cleanup, he couldn't give me the lineup. So I said, are you going to bat Alonso cleanup? He said better. I thought third. I never assumed second for Alonso. So he batted Alonso second, which I don't like. I don't like that. I'd rather have Cano second than Alonso. Now, Alonso's got to prove he can hit in the middle of the lineup. I would rather separate them. If you're going to bat Alonso that high, then bat Cano second, bat Alonso third, and bat Conforto fourth, and then bat Ramos fifth. So you break up all lefties and righties. That makes more sense. I thought his at-bats were okay. I mean, Scherzer gave him a steady diet of breaking balls, struck him out twice. But I thought he hung in there. He took some pitches. He didn't look overmatched. He didn't take wild swings. I know he swung at a ball his first time up, but that is Scherzer on the mound. Guy strikes out 300 guys. So, I mean, that's the first guy you're ever going to face. He's one of the best pitcher guys, won the Cy Young Award three times, and it's one of the nastiest guys in all of baseball. So, I mean, I thought he was okay today. He got a hit. He swung the bat okay. I thought a guy either looks comfortable or uncomfortable. I thought he looked comfortable. Even though he went 1-for-4 and struck out twice, I thought he looked comfortable at the plate. I was okay with his at-bats. I thought he did a good job. I really did. So I didn't have a problem with him. You could see Riggleman's influence because Mickey was never as crisp as he was in that game today. Mickey was crisper in this game today. No offense, but he was never as crisp as he was. He was never as crisp in any game last year as he was in this game today. Today he was three moves ahead the whole game because he got Riggleman. And that'll rub off on him. That's very good. I mean, he did everything right, absolutely everything right. And last year he had a lot of trouble with that stuff. So he did everything right. The bullpen responded. Lugo looked great. Diaz got the ball hit on him pretty hard, but doesn't matter. Familia did his job, so DeGrom gives you six. He could have gone seven. And then they go 1-2-3 out of the pen. And then the Mets go home, at least go home for the night, a winner. And then they'll have to finish up the series in Washington, obviously. But at least they have a night in the nation's capital after another opening day win. So good baseball day all the way around. So we'll give you a chance to get in. We got an hour and a half, so we'll give you a chance to get in on the baseball, and then I'll turn it to tonight's games a little later in the hour. So what I'll do is we'll open up the phones, we'll do a little baseball, and then later in the show, the last 40 minutes or so, we'll preview tonight's four NCAA tournament games, which tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, you got good games. I mean, you got Florida State and Gonzaga, you got Tennessee and Purdue, you got Michigan playing a very tough game against Texas Tech, and is only a 2-point favorite, and then you got Oregon, which is playing really well, going up against Virginia. So you got four solid games tonight, good basketball games. I would say this. Gonzaga is a 7-point favorite over Florida State. Can Florida State win? They can. I don't think they will. Purdue against Tennessee. Tennessee's a 2.5-point favorite. I'm taking the dog in Purdue. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win the close game. I'll tell you why a little later. Texas Tech, again, Michigan's a 2-point favorite over Texas Tech. And then Oregon is a 8-point dog to Virginia, which I think Virginia will win, but I think that's too high. I think it'll be closer than that. So we'll get to all that a little later on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.